very pleased with the point.
They've done done well this season, and maybe before the game, if somebody said that take a point, yeah, take a point. But we need to analyze our game. I think the second half was much better than the first half. First half we didn't have the urgency in defending. We didn't have the urgency in attacking. We didn't play quick enough, and we made it more difficult for ourselves to play football. And we can't afford to do that. I think it was a good reaction from the players in the second half. We did everything a little bit quicker, and we started to have some chances as well.
It's three clean sheets, but it's also three games without a goal in the league. How does that feel for you?
Yeah, goal scoring is always more difficult than defending. So I'm very happy with the clean sheet today. But obviously, when you want to win the game, you have to score a goal. I think today we couldn't create enough chances. Maybe if you have one chance and it goes in, you'll win the game. But I would like to see us creating more chances, and that wasn't the case today. But especially in the second half, everyone worked very hard, and we were urgent on the ball as well to go forward and attack, and we got enough chances in the second half to score that one goal, but it unfortunately didn't go in.
You've adopted this system at the club. Do you feel now the players are starting to find their feet with it?
There's still things to do that they are understanding it more and more, understanding the game situations, how it is, and what to do in certain situations. But we need to keep on top of them and work on these things, and hopefully we'll get it working better than today.
As an ex-centre-back, how pleased are you with your two centre-backs this season, Lewis Duncan, Gordon Greer? They seem to be really striking up a partnership between the two.
They are quite consistent in their performances and quite strong pair, but I'm very happy with the three of them. But Aaron Hughes, when he has played, he's done very well. And he gives me a big problem in the selection. I would think that he's an ambitious player as well, that he would like to play more, but because the two are playing well, and he just needs to keep himself fit and ready that when he plays that he gives me a bigger problem.
No Sam Baldock today in the squad. Is that an injury problem?
He felt his calf yesterday in training, and he needs to stop the training, and he has a little something there, but I wouldn't think that it's a big thing, that it would have been a risk to play him today, so better to rest one or two games and be out for a month.